Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Wisconsin men Thomas and Joseph made a handshake promise in 1992 that if either ever won the lottery, they'd split the cash. Okay, so you make this bet. Well, not bet, but you make this pact. And, you know, come on. What are the chances of winning a lottery anyway that would be significant enough that you'd care? And my God, Thomas just won $22 million playing the lotto. And he actually kept his promise to his old buddy.
Wow.
This story's nuts.
On him.
This story's nuts.
It's quite an experience when I read them first two or three numbers and I kind of froze and handed them to her and she froze.
And I said, are you jerking my bobber? We said, whenever the big winner comes, we're going to split it. So we buy every week and, you know, and thinking it would happen.
That happened many years ago. It just kind of continued.
Almost 20, I think.
Handshake's a handshake, man.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And I love that he used the term jerking my bobber, which I never heard before.
That's going to be my new one.
Yeah.
Because I got a feeling right now this whole thing's jerking my bobber. What a dude. Because they basically, so after all the taxes and everything, they both get about $5.7 million. And that could have been $10 million if he just kept it himself, $11 million if he just kept it all himself.
You think because he's an older guy, too, he's like, I'm not going to need more than $5 million. I'm going to be good with $5 million. Or do you think he just would have done that?
I think he would have done it regardless.
Yeah.
Handshake is a handshake. I love the old ways. That's honor right there, my friend. That is honor. Because honestly,
that'd be great if he's like, I don't even know who you are. Who are you again?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Senile. I'm old.
I hope they're still like, I mean, I feel like they're buddies.
If they aren't, they are again.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I wish I knew if, like, do they live in the same, you know, do they hang out and see each other every week? How is it for them? Because they both look like they're of retirement age, so they would have time to see each other. Or was this like, you know what? I said it a while ago, and we keep up on the phone, so I'm going to do it.
Now, of course, the other guy would probably say, oh, yeah, I would have done the same thing. But I wonder if, like, you could, like, get the odd, like, if you give him a truth serum and says, if you won that money, would you have hooked your buddy up, or would you have told him to go jerk his own bobber?
Yeah, I think I would have told him to jerk his bobber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's great news. I mean, plus, you know, at that age, too, you can help your kids out, your family out. Amazing.
So wait, is this the kind of agreement that Rev and Vicky have?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys stick with it?
Yeah.
I would.
Like 20 years from now, maybe, like, let's just say you guys go your way. You haven't, like, spent maybe the last 10 years you haven't talked.
Okay.
You won the lottery. Would you find and track the Rev down and give him the money?
Yeah, because I think it'll make me feel better.
You'll give him half? Really?
Give him half.
Whoa. Yeah, we've made this pact, and a pact's a pact.
And you'll do the same thing, Rev? Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is why I make these pacts.
Here's what I will say.
Because you got to uphold them.
The one thing,
yes.
The one thing that we didn't actually even have taken into account is that I don't know if these guys are married or, you know, like the family. How about the family wouldn't pressure them going, what are you doing? You can't give half that money away.
Well, they the word's the word, man. If my wife got mad about this, I'd be like, sorry, I gave my word.
Wow.
And a man is nothing without his word.
They're both married, huh?
Yeah. Both got their wives in the picture. Because they wrote the check out to both of them.
And they look very happy.
It's honorable. It's very honorable. But I would say, you know, today, a handshake or a person's word means nothing. As
yeah,
it
but
used
screenshots
to.
Live forever because we did this over Messenger. So I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I love
screenshots
it.
Screenshots can be Photoshopped,
yeah.
I say.
Yeah, well, I love it, guys, because it's old school. I'm going to tell you, you both are atypical. You know, especially Vicky, for a person Vicky's age, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you would do it for people your age, because it seems like more millennials and Gen Zs and Gen Y, they seem to actually want to share anyway. So maybe you guys are actually, you know what, maybe a good hope for the future that you'd share your cash as opposed to being a miser like myself and jerking your bobber.
I like one person says, I feel like I wouldn't even remember this pact after that long. I'm the same way. Like, I don't remember, like, sometimes, like, my buddies from high school and college will, like, we'll be on like a Facebook group, like our high school Facebook group, and they're like, remember when we did this? And they'll even like, and then they'll tag me, like, Steve, remember that time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, that was crazy. But in my head, I'm thinking, I don't even know what they're talking about. I've burned way too many brain cells because I have no idea. But I don't want to be that guy because, like.
Yeah, you got to be careful because there's a thing called willful blindness where your brain would just go, dude, you're not giving this money away, but I'm not going to let you do it consciously. So subconsciously, I'm going to tell you you forgot the whole thing.
Right.
The brain will. Because you. So you'll literally go, I don't know. I don't remember this pact. I'm not giving you cash.
Because if I made a pact with someone, I would. Like, yeah. I mean, it'd just be like. That's what you do, but I don't. That's why I don't make packs.
Good call. Yeah, I mean, I can barely get you to actually. When we tell you to go buy tickets, you always go buy your own ticket.
I do,
which I think is lame. Like you shouldn't get to have a. You should just buy it for all of us if that's what we all plan to do. You don't have a side ticket.
I don't think it's lame at all. If I choose to want to get more tickets solely for myself, I should get to.
All right, Vicky and Rev, I want to be in your pact.
You don't get to be in my pact.
No, but let's be honest.
You already said you're not going to honor it.
Yeah.
No, I will if I'm in
it.
I don't trust you at this point in time. Yeah.
I didn't say I wouldn't honor it. I actually complimented you guys.
Yeah, you complimented me and Vicky.
Well,
but then you also said that because you wouldn't do this because you're an old curmudgeon.
I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I would say my generation wouldn't do it.
No, yeah.
Well, you're losing your generation.
If I made a pact... I'm just, you know, I would have to honor it if I made a pact.
But that's why I do. I'm like, I get my tickets, and I don't want to have to deal with, like, I would probably hook everybody up with money if I, like, hit a massive jackpot, but I don't want to be bound to it.
Right.
Like, I want to do it because I feel like doing it, not
because... Vicky and Rev, they wouldn't do what you do. They couldn't, like, you... So if you and Rev hit the lottery or play some numbers, there's no side ticket like Steve. All of it is fair game.
Yeah, for him and I, it's like whoever
it's all
wins.
Fair game, Steve.
You guys also, are you the guys also like, hey, if we're 50 and not married, we're going to get married, not to each other, but like, do you do that kind of pact?
I haven't done that with Vicky, but I did that with the PLP. Not that we were going to marry each other, but we were going to, you know, basically live together at that point.
I think you're like, hey, if by 50 neither one of us is married, let's just be gay.
No, not that far, but we would just be basically forever roommates at that point.
That is the plot to the greatest rom-com ever.
It surely is.
Right? Adam Sandler and, I mean, I know he did that one with Kevin James. No, we got to change it up. Him and David Spade. That
there
makes
we
more.
Go.
Or Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider, yes.
And they're both 49 or however old, and they know they only have 4 more months.
Countdown to 50.
I got news for you.
Countdown to Slamtown.
Adam Sandler's made a multi-movie deal, and he's got to be running out of ideas with some of the movies we've seen him put out. Steve, give him a call. He might like this idea.
This is better than 80% of the Netflix movies he's made.
Truth.
I can't argue.
Yeah.
I really, really can't argue with you on this.
Because I had a buddy that where it happened, like he got married and his person he made the pact with, which I thought was funny, like was genuinely upset with him. Like, I thought we were going to get married when we both turned 50. He's like, I'm 36, like, or whatever, how old he was. Like, I'm getting married.
You just reminded me of your idea. Actually, I just realized kind of has been done in a different way.
Of course. The Simpsons?
It was a great show. I love this show. It's a show on HBO called Run. And their pact was, no matter what they were doing in their life, they would text each other. And they would text the word run. And if the other one texted the word run back, they had a place they would meet.
and then take a train across the country and decide if they should be together.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wild idea.
Wow.
So she's in a parking lot in the first episode, and it's the girl that played Zoe on Nurse Jackie, and I love that actress, and I can't remember her name, unfortunately. But she's just like a regular soccer mom in a minivan kind of situation, or, you know, crossover nowadays. And she's there. The husband's like, will you get my this? Will you do this? Will you pick up the kids? And she's just looking like a normal drudgery.
Beat down.
Then she picks up the phone. It's a text, and it's the word run.
Oh, man.
Next thing you know, she goes and goes on that, jumps on that train.
Yeah.
And then this other dude, same deal.
A pact is a pact.
But they both have to, like, one has to say run, and the other one has to say run back, or it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that was the whole show.
Does it star Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider?
It does not. No.
See,
do
there's the problem.
It stars Zoe and also Revulicus. It stars the general from the Star Wars, the new Star Wars movies, the one that was always fighting with Kylo Ren, that guy.
General Poopatoo?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, whatever. I forget the general's name, but, you know.
General Hux.
Yeah, it stars Hux. And Hux is Dominic Leeson. I know his name. Dominic is the
Liam's actually, brother.
He might be.
Does he have any skills?
It's Gleason and not Neeson.
Oh.
but that's the concept, dude. Is they made this pact years ago that no matter where they were in their lives, if they both said run, they would go to each other and start a new life.
I don't think I have any pacts like that. Like, you know, like, oh, this is going to happen, anything.
See, I've thought about it, like, I've drunkenly probably brought it up to some friends, but I've also had the idea. There's a movie called Friends with Kids, and it's about these two friends that are like, well, all our friends are getting married, having a kid, and then getting divorced, and then finding the love of their life, so let's just have a kid together, and then we'll find the love of our life.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, would that work?
You know, you crazy kids with all your new ways of wanting to live.
So basically, it's like, let me find somebody, make a baby, have them be my baby daddy, be my partner for the baby. And then we'll find the love of our lives.
I feel like Danny probably had, like, several packs with girls.
Yes.
Oh, he's got several best friends, so why not?
No, I never had packs.
You never had these marriage packs?
Never once.
Ah.
Just the best friend pact, right? Everybody's got to be your best friend.
Well, yeah, but that's not a pact.
That's just life.
Yeah.
that's just how he is, man. My cousin did the marriage pact. Got married. Within 3 years, they were divorced.
Congratulations.
Was that part of the pact?
Yeah. That was part of a stupid idea, as I think of what it was.
So it was a pact with a guy, if there's ever a World War III, we would meet up and have sex on top of a local building back home.
If there was ever a World War III?
Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
Well,
one,
I mean,
actually.
She probably doesn't really want to have sex with this guy.
Yeah.
But she kind of likes him enough. Like, okay, what is the ultimate friend zone pact? If there's World War III, we meet back up and have sex on top of a building.
That's horrible.
But what if World War III happens? Do you think he's going to send that text?
Oh, of course he is. I mean, that's the guy's horny.
Read the news lately? Hashtag WW3.
Yeah.
69.
WW369. Okay. Hey, here's a question. How did a guy accidentally send a random stranger $3,500? I'm going to tell you how he did it at 8:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Trevor Hardwood.
Actually, it's Hardwood.
Hardwood is how I like my floors, so what the hell, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Trevor Hardwood, he's out of Michigan, and he saw that he had accidentally received $3,500, a Venmo payment from a complete stranger. Well, that's a nice thing, man. Open that up and go, $3,500? That's sweet. Turns out a guy by the name of Isaac from Utah accidentally sent the money to the wrong person and a complete stranger named Trevor, obviously. And that's interesting.
Yeah, because if you do a search of a person's name, they might bring up like a Facebook search or a Twitter search, multiple accounts. If you click on the wrong account and you send the money to that Venmo page, you're sending it to that person.
I got
to
be careful about that because I just assumed that it would only show people that I know.
No, well, we learned it only because,
oh boy,
when we were joking about Vicky and everyone sent Venmoing me 69 cents, there were listeners that started sending me 69 cents. They figured out what my Venmo was. But then there were some like, I can't find you. But there's like there's a Steve Miggs that doesn't, you know, everything on my social media is I'm Steve Miggs. I just made it so everything that way, if anyone asked me, I'm like, it's just I'm Steve Miggs. That's the easiest way to find it. But there are people that have a Steve Miggs account on like Twitter or whatever it may be, or Venmo. And I'm like, I wonder if like random persons, like, why am I getting 69 cents sent to me?
Oh, right.
Because it was just a silly joke. I didn't really want people to send it to me. It was just funny, though, that these guys did.
Yeah. Well, this, you should have asked for a lot more.
I made like $5.
Hey, you know what? Hey, that's a coffee.
I put it towards paying Danny back for the Release the Kraken shirt he purchased all of us.
Oh, what a guy.
And I made it a point because I'm like, oh, I got to help him out with the shipping. So, you know, it was a $40 shirt. I'm like, well, I'll give him $5 for the shipping. And I decided to round up to $45.69. Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Because that's what you do.
That's what you
I
do.
I appreciated that.
I thought you would. Don't spend it all in one place. Buy yourself some ice cream.
So this dude, Isaac, he was trying to buy a camper. Of course, accidentally clicked on the wrong name. And so Trevor Hardwood was the one that got the $3,500 and he shouldn't have got it back. Now, here's why I love about this story is that, of course, you know, he does the right thing. And he gave the money back to Isaac because he was like, look, man, I'm the wrong guy. And you know how I feel about that. If somebody gives you your money back that you've lost, misplaced, whatever, mm-hmm. I think there should be a reward. And you know what? There was.
I was just out here golfing with my dad. I started not playing very well, so I kind of lost interest a little bit and checked out my phone. And it said, Isaac paid you $3,500. I thought, I really don't know this dude at all, you know?
I typed his name in. He said, oh, yeah, that's me. He's like, oh, it's okay. Just push it, and pushed it. And there went the money. Please, you know, have a good heart.
I ended up messaging him back saying, you know, I'll send it back, but I'm pretty thirsty.
But you can definitely buy, you know, a couple cases of beer. I don't care. Just, you know, if we can get the majority of it back, I'm more than happy.
So I did like how he says, I'm pretty thirsty. And like, yeah. No problem, buddy. Couple cases on me. That's how you do it. That's how it should be done.
I love it. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, dodge the bullet. Because what? So you can't like hit a button that's like cancel. You know what
no,
I mean?
I don't no, use Venmo can. Enough, so I don't know.
I was supposed to request some money from somebody and I accidentally sent them the money.
Oh, nice.
It was only like $25, but I was like, can you just send me back, you know, $50 and it'll even it out? And that's what we had to do.
I know that there's a feature where, because I do a lot of Facebook marketing, buying and selling. So if I'm trying to send money to somebody I don't know, it requests that I put the last four digits of their phone number in. So it confirms that I do know who this is.
Oh, yeah. They don't do that on all those things, mm-hmm. like the Cash App and Venmo. I just basically go, I'm going to put your name in. There you
well,
are.
No, that's what Venmo does.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah. I mean, you have the option to just skip it.
Hey, I did the doo-doo.
You can just skip it and say, yep, send the money anyways if you don't know the four digits.
Oh.
Falls to the wall. Who cares?
Yeah, but it prompts you first.
Nice. Well, there you go. That was, you know what? Honesty gets you a reward. I really believe you deserve a reward if you return money to somebody. And this, and I think you're crazy for not giving a reward because this is 2020. Who gives money back anymore? So, you know,
you just greedy old bastard.
Well, is that the slogan for 2020? Who gives money back?
I just, I mean, am I cynical and you think actually more and more people would actually give the money back?
I think more often than not you would have, I think odds are in your favor that you're going to get your money back.
Is there a figure involved that you would say, I won't give the money back? I mean, $3,500 is a lot of money, and I could see giving it back because it's like, that's a good amount of money. That person's going to miss that. But is there a small enough figure where you go, yeah, I'm not giving this back?
Mm.
If you found it.
If I had a way to get the money back to that person, there is no, there's no a monetary amount that would keep me from doing that.
And you would not expect a reward?
No.
Oh, nice.
I'd be stoked if I found $69 million and the guy's like, yo,
nice.
Here's a million. I'm not going to be like, no. I'm like, dude, thanks.
Yeah.
That's killer. But like, I wouldn't hand it over to the guy and be like, give me some money. I'd hand it over and be like, hey, just letting you know, I took a bunch of selfies for my Instagram page just because I never am going to have that much money. So I hope you're okay with that.
See, I would always offer a reward. I just feel, I guess maybe that's the way I was raised. It's like if somebody found something like money that I know, maybe that's my generation because you know that, you know, maybe it was the anonymity. Nowadays with Venmo, you know who everybody is. You know that, okay, this is where I sent the money to. You figure out, oh, I sent it to the wrong Isaac. You know he's there. But in my day, you found money, you anonymously could keep it. Nobody would know you have it. And so the idea that you'd give a reward going, you were really cool to give it back because you would be able to keep this and nobody would know.
Look, I mean, rewards or any of that, like even like certain things are like, it's not, I wouldn't expect it, but I'm not also, I think it'd be awesome if people did it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm saying don't. It's no different than like now going, getting takeout. More often than not, I'm giving way more than 20% tip.
Totally.
Than
true.
I used to. Or even like if I have to go get coffee or something like that, I'm like, like a couple extra bucks really could make a difference for somebody that's just like dealing with this crap, especially in like the restaurant industry where the money's not coming in as much. But like I also wouldn't, if I worked there, I wouldn't be mad if someone gave me less than 20%. But like if they gave me more, I'd be like, dude, like sometimes a Jimmy John's person comes to our house and I give a decent tip and I've even upped it. And every time, not every time, but 9 times out of 10, the driver's like, they make it a point to say, thank you so much for the tip. You didn't have to do that. And I'm like, I just assumed everybody, I mean, you have a driver's fee. And then I was like, well, of course, I think you should tip that person.
Aw, that's actually really sweet.
Well, I'm a sweet man.
You know what?
So sweet.
Heroes are made. They're not born.
Steve says, you don't lie. You cut in line at a Pearl Jam concert. Of course you would keep this.
Right?
That was unintentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure
But
was.
At that point, I was already buying the hat, so I wasn't going to turn around and not buy the hat.
Yeah.
But I love watching all those videos when somebody does do a good deed, whether it's helping somebody out or whatever. And then somebody starts a GoFundMe for them, and it just goes through the roof.
Yeah.
Like their good deed was rewarded.
Like, and they get like 6 figures, and you're like, whoa.
But then like the people that are all like, oh, why do they get the money? It's like, well, you know what? They won the lottery in their own way.
Yeah, and you don't have to contribute to it. But
no.
The fact that people want to, I think that's cool.
It's a good feeling. You know that other people are, you know, being super sweet.
I mean, every time I do something nice, I hold the door open, I start a GoFundMe. It hasn't worked out for me yet, but one of these times.
I'll send you 69 cents.
Nice.
69 cents, GoFundMe. That's the key, Steve. Your GoFundMes say that you'll only take increments of 69 cents.
Yes.
Then that's why they'll work.
Wouldn't it be funny? Like, how did you get $1 million on GoFundMe? I encourage everyone to give me 69 cents.
Well, of course, you know, we've got the whole COVID situation, which if you didn't catch the governor came out with more restrictions. And I am really confused because I don't know what the hell phases mean anymore because he's changed the way things are with the phases and what used to be phase 4 might be phase 42. I don't know. But anyway,
we're in phase 3, but we're assuming phase 1 guidelines.
Yeah, it
just
is.
Just assume phase 0 and stay at home.
It's an S show, right? The whole phase thing has become an S show and
it's ever evolving.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that I don't know that they can't make it less confusing with the way I mean I get they just they want people to be safe, but they have confused the hell out of me with the way they've just put phases and things. But
it doesn't bother me, this phase stuff. I'm unfazed by it.
Well played. That's a good dad joke.
Sorry,
right there.
Somebody please put up a GoFundMe to have him stop. I will pay 69
cents. 69
right
cents.
Now.
I will never say that joke again.
So the other thing, of course, is that, well, when are we going to get back to normal life? Part of it is going to the movies. I wonder, you know, how the hell this is going to work. if movie theaters can somehow stay alive enough to wait out how long it's going to be. But what's happening is that movie companies have still got to make money and release these movies that they made. Bill and Ted Face the Music, everybody's been waiting for that. Looks like it's going to come out on my birthday, which was a great day, an excellent day.
September 1st.
And it's going to hit theaters. Where you know, and you can still go, I guess, to some theaters, some drive-ins, but of course, massive social distancing, and also going to be video on demand, which I would imagine who the hell wants to leave their house at that point, pay your money and stay home.
Yeah, I'll watch it that way.
Well, it'll probably be to rent it, I bet, like $20. Because I didn't know when they do like the new movies to rent them on like on demand, it's like it's not like your typical $7.99, it's like $20.
Which makes sense since it's
new. I'd do it.
And if you're going to, look, if you go to the movies with somebody, you're dropping $20. At least.
Oh, then
that's just to get in.
It's like usually going to a movie on a date is like a $50 experience. Yeah. Not including dinner, I would say.
So I think that's fair. I mean, $20 is fair, and especially if you go to the movie primetime. Forget about it. I think movie tickets were at least $10 primetime,
and
right?
You can pause it and go to the bathroom. You don't even have to worry about missing anything. That's worth it right there.
Some of the young kids can hold it better than you and I, Rev, but yes, it's definitely, you're right. That's a plus. And this is the latest in a long line of movies that have been available for home viewing. You got the Trolls World Tour, The Invisible Man, Birds of Prey, Scoob,
King of Staten Island.
Yes, which we enjoyed, and Call of the Wild, Sonic the Hedgehog. The big movie I'm wondering about, the big company that I wonder is going to blink, is going to be Disney/Marvel. Because they've got Black Widow waiting in the wings, and they keep putting that movie off, hoping they can release it as a blockbuster movie, you know, in the next blockbuster Marvel movie. Well, and will they blink and just throw it on Disney Plus?
And you're just talking about Disney. They've already indefinitely postponed Mulan, the live-action one for that. Not saying that it's canceled.
2020 can just suck it, man. This is ridiculous. No Mulan?
Yeah, not saying that it's canceled.
That would be Mulan, but yes, no Mulan.
I said Mulan.
Mulan.
Mulan, not Mulan.
Mulan. Oh, that's BJ and his...
Well, that's the way you said it. You said it the right way. I'm saying he said it the wrong way. Said it the right way. It's Mulan.
Mulan.
Yeah, you're right. Now you're right. You said Mulan.
You said it the exact same way.
No, there's Mulan, Mulan. Or does that sound the same to you guys? Does it really sound the same?
A little bit of a difference.
I mean, sure.
Do like you guys
first,
not
the
understand?
The first one, you sound like a cow, and the second
no,
one...
No, you're right. I stand corrected.
All right, very good. Rem and I have this fight all the time. Rem doesn't recognize accents for some reason. It all sounds the same to him.
Will you contribute 69 cents to my GoFundMe? I agreed with you.
Oh, dude, I'll give you 69 cents out of my pocket right now because this is a rare occasion. Yesterday, Mr. Mulan, he did
Mulan.
Get this one.
You did? Yeah. There you go.
I was just correcting you. Thanks, buddy. Yesterday, he did get this one wrong.
Approximately what fraction of the Earth's air is made up of oxygen?
Ooh, I'm going to go 60%.
No.
80.
No.
69.
No.
There you go. You were really just going to disappoint me if you didn't say 69%. Actually, he was looking for fractions, so you lost all the way around on that one. One-fifth was the answer that the Rev was looking for. Hey, would you like a shot at beating Steve? It's pretty easy. Just dial this number, 206-421-ROCK, and you might get a chance to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.